welcome to Crypto Vibes Podcast, your weekly recap of news of what's happening in the world of crypto and Web3. It's always a moving target, and this week is no different. That's the one commonality that we always have every single week when it comes to the news in crypto and Web3. This particular episode is year 2022, week 32, episode 22, and I am your host, Neil Alonzo. And to be completely honest with you, I got the Rona a second time. But we're going to do this because, yeah, people want to know, what are the headline news of this week? Because it's been a big week. Every week seems super big. We gather news links all week to condense it, so you just have a quick listen, an easy way to digest a lot of the headline news. It's not all the news that happened this week, but you can go to cryptopodcast.xyz to look in our show notes, and it has links to everything we talked about, plus some of the links of other news that happened during the week that didn't make the show. It's not any less important. It just seems to be what's trending a little higher. Before we move forward, a few disclosures. We are not financial advisors, wealth managers, lawyers, brokers, or CPAs. We're merely sharing the information that we discover from our sourced links on cryptopodcast.xyz. So nothing should be construed as investment advice. If you see value in what we're doing and want to share the value, please share this link, share this show with others, like and subscribe, all those shameless plugs. But to kick off this week, there's a lot of things really fighting for the headlines, but Tornado Cash is bash. That was so lame, right? That was a cheesy title. But Tornado Cash had one hell of a week. So there's several different headlines that all tackled to this. Tornado Cash user dusts hundreds of public wallets, including celebrities like Jimmy Fallon, Steve Aoki, Logan Paul. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin says he used now blacklisted Tornado Cash to donate to Ukraine. Okay, so the feds, they blacklisted Tornado Cash and banning Ethereum mixing tool in the U.S. And then as a quote says, it doesn't change anything, says Tornado Cash after code disappears from GitHub. But not final, Netherlands arrests suspected developer of sanctioned crypto mixing service Tornado Cash. And there's collateral damage from this, lots of it. And this is just some of it. MakerDAO founder calls on DAI to drop dollar peg amid Tornado Cash fallout. MakerDAO co-founder also plans to YOLO, you only live once, right? USDC into Ethereum. So there's a couple of articles that all kind of support some of the collateral damage and just all the headlines we just gave you. In an exchange, we didn't say correctly. We looked up the proper pronunciation, and that's Hobie. It means popular fire. That's the meaning, and you pronounce it Hobie. And Hobie, co-founder, reportedly looks to sell majority stake valued at over $1 billion. And as a result, there's a bidding war for this. There's a lot of people trying to go after it. Bankman-Fried is one of them, per report. And on the heels of last week's big news with BlackRock, they're offering Bitcoin investing to big institutional investors. So this is going to be interesting as another way that they're doing it. But one, and I have to call bullshit on this, Mailchimp is banning crypto companies again. So Decrypt.co posted about how Mailchimp is banning crypto newsletters again from their service. Mind you, this is since Intuit bought it. And just to give you some backstory, and this has nothing to do with MailChimp pulling this, but the fact that Intuit acquired MailChimp, which was privately held, they didn't do the normal VC round of funding. They grew organically. One of the best CEOs, the trillion-dollar coach, Bill Campbell, led Intuit for many years. Unfortunately, he has passed in 2016. But I don't think this is something that Bill Campbell would do. But again, that's just speculation on my part. I can't speak to truth of that. But it's bullshit what they're doing. In some positive or mixed point of view news, Ethereum merge September 15th of 2022. Now, this is according to a Twitter post. It's been dissected, and it's going to be interesting to see if it actually happens on September 15th, but there's going to be a lot of people hyped on it, and there's going to be a lot of people not. And Vitalik Buterin plays down the impact of Ethereum's forks after the merge because there's a lot of people that are wanting to fork Ethereum so they can keep using. And, you know, in one of the headlines, it says Ethereum miners behind proposed forks say they have dismantled the, quote, difficulty bomb. Well, let's see. I don't know. That's interesting. In some regulation news, U.S. Senators Warren and Sanders ask key bank regulator to rescind crypto guidance. This is an excerpt taken out of the article on CoinDesk. Given the risk posed by cryptocurrencies to banks and their customers, we request that you withdraw OCC interpretive letters 1170, 1172, 1174, 1179, and coordinate with the Federal Reserve and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to develop a comprehensive approach that adequately protects consumers and the safety and soundness of the banking system, the letter said. I read that whole piece and it was challenging to get through, but that one last piece, the safety and soundness of the banking system. Yeah, we'll let you interpret that for your own point of view. In some what could be fun news, Reddit is placing their point system on chain. FTX is bringing crypto swats to Reddit as well. So this should be interesting, right? So follow along. Canada's second largest pension fund embroiled in Celsius collapse. Unfortunately, this is part of that collateral damage that we were mentioning and other issues that happen in crypto. Netflix is expanding its push into video games, but few subscribers are playing along. So it's early on for Netflix doing this push. Netflix is in a very interesting position. They're going to be a case study to follow many years from now for so many other verticals. A gentleman named Nick Gruden exits as Meta head of content partnerships to join NFT startup Dapper Labs. I mean, that's kind of interesting. All right. SoFi debuts ETF focused on NFTs, blockchain tech, and metaverse. That's an interesting one. SoFi getting in the mix. It looks like Lamborghini is doing a quote epic road trip with some NFT collection. The link is in our show notes, but to have some fun, click through and read more. Community and Rick and Morty creator Dan Harmon is behind Crapopolis, a new NFT-powered animated comedy show. And it's crap with a K, not a C, so I'm sure that helps. But this is in partnership with Fox Entertainment's Web3 Media and Creative Technology Arm. This is going to be funny. I'm just curious to see how anything created by Dan Harmon is going to do, because we're fans of that show. Heck, my son was Tiny Rick for Halloween one year. Well, that's it for this week's headline news on Crypto Vibes. Again, it's not all the news, but it's the headline news that made this show. You can find the links on cryptopodcast.xyz, and you can find links to probably, I think it's about 28 other news articles from this week that are really impactful. We highly recommend you take a look. If you see value in this podcast and want to share it with others, who doesn't want to share value? Share with your friends. This show is brought to you by Fort Brox and produced by Vocal Visual and Wizard Cats. We want to thank Good Soup Music for that great tune at the beginning and end of our podcast. We are cautiously optimistic and hopefully pessimistic on crypto. We hope you have a great weekend.